before. Mm-hmm. You had plenty of fire. Did you call it anything special when you used pine knots and sticks and maybe pine cones and things like
that? Well, we just call it kindling.
Uh-huh. What did you do with the old stuff that remained after you burned your fire?
Ashes?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll go way back when I was small. My grandmother made lye out of it and put them in a hopper and put water on them and run that ash water out and cooked and made lye. Now, I wouldn't know just how she made that.
Did you ever...
Soap.
What did she do with the lye then?
Well, she made soap, what you call lye soap out of it, and used the lye some around for cleaning different things.
Did you ever put that on corn?
We used a little for making hominy. Thank you, we can get down, I'm not sure.
What did that do when you put it on corn to make hominy?
Well, it'll make that husk come off the corn, it'll bring it off where it'll wash off.
What rooms do you have in your house here? What would this room be called, for instance?
Well, we just call it front room.
Uh-huh. And the other rooms?
Bedroom, dining room, kitchen.
When you were a boy, what rooms did you have?
Well, we lived in a three-room log house with two small side rooms built on it. Three fireplaces.
My goodness.
It kept you busy all the time. Four of us to cut wood for them through the winter.
Those things will really burn it too, won't they? Toast one side and freeze the other.
Turn around and get cold.
What furniture did you have?
We didn't have much furniture. In fact, what we had was homemade furniture.
Benches?
We had a bench, table. We had two or three chairs. I don't know whether they were homemade chairs or not, but they was bottomed with bark.
Uh-huh.
And the kids all eat on the bench on the table.
Uh-huh. Did you have anything like this?
Oh, no.
This came later, huh? What would this be called?
Well, just a couch or divan. I've heard them call different things, but I didn't know nothing about them when I was a kid.
When you were a young man, what would you call something like this?
A divan. I never did think much of it. My wife called it a divan, a couch.
Was there something called a sofa then?
Yeah. I think that was about the first thing that come out. They used them mostly just lying down on daytime for rest.
When you were a young man, this would be past your boyhood, where did you put your underwear and your socks and things like that? Where were they stored?
We had a closet. We'd throw them in, hang some of them up, put them on there. Just a large closet. Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything you could put them in and spread them out?
We had just a few nails hung up in the back of the closet where they would keep, if they're a little damp, hang them up.
Later on, did you get one of those things with drawers in it?
Dresser.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Did this have a mirror over it, or?
Yes.
Did you have anything called a bureau?
Well, that's something similar in it to that dresser, kind of a bureau. Yeah, I think that come on later.
Was that piece of furniture common at all here that had an upright piece at one side where you could hang clothes?
I don't remember it exactly. Recall.
Were those things, well, sort of a movable closet, ever common? You could put